Jazz saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman has never played by the rules. When he went on the road with bands after high school, band leaders would sometimes ask him to stop improvising. In some cases, they would pay him not to improvise. He's 57 now and still making waves. When he hit New York in 1959, his radical music created pandemonium. Jazz critic Francis Davis writes in his book In the Moment that when Coleman and his now-famous quartet first played, everyone took sides. Coleman was either a visionary or a fraud, and there was no middle ground. Davis writes, "With Ornette Coleman, jazz established its permanent avant-garde, its new that would always remain new, comparable to the ongoing attack on tonality in classical music and on representation in 20th century art." Coleman has never been part of the jazz mainstream, but he's always gotten a lot of recognition. And this is an important time for Ornette Coleman. 30 years after he formed the original quartet in Los Angeles, they're getting together again tonight for a concert in New York. And he's just released a double album that includes the original quartet, Don Cherry, Charlie Hayden, and Billy Higgins, and Prime Time, a band he began in the mid-70s. Coleman travels with Prime Time to Europe at the end of the month. When I spoke to Ornette Coleman from New York, I asked him to remember back to the first time he played with the musicians that would become his original quartet.
I was going to jam sessions, and I guess we found each other, basically, because I had really had such a disappointment in playing in Los Angeles that I decided to get a day job. No, not really decided. I needed a day job. And when I just stopped going out, and then one night I went to a jam session, and a couple of musicians got very interested in what I was doing and told someone else, and then finally they contacted me, and I went out and found three guys, Don, Billy, and Charlie.
What did you tell them at early rehearsals when you were first starting to play together and you were playing a music unlike any music that had been played before?
I had told them, I said, you know, the basic of music is first learning how to play music on the instrument that you choose to play. Secondly, is to eliminate the problems of having a style to get in the way that you think or feel. And third is to not get so hung up in the technique of your instrument that you cannot play music anymore. So, and I demonstrated those kind of things to them. And since I first started, I was using just the trumpet, the bass, and the drums, which was lots of musicians at that time, so it was very simple for me to give them the information that I had figured out.
In 1959, you and the quartet moved to New York, and you opened at a club called the Five Spot, and that was maybe the most controversial engagement in all of jazz history. Jazz listeners, jazz musicians, and music critics really formed into two camps over your music and seemed to be constantly debating its merits. Who were some of the musicians who you remember coming into the Five Spot to check you out?
Well, that was Leonard Bernstein, Gunther Schuller, Miles Davis, Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, and people like that all came by.
Could you share with us one of your most vivid memories from that period at the Five Spot?
Well, the two most... One, I remember Leonard Bernstein coming up on that, we were playing, and when we got through, he jumped to the bandstand and started hugging everyone and me, and saying, you know, what a great sound it was. And then I remember one night, one musician kicked in the door with his feet and said very terrible things and tried to hit me, and, you know, so he was very disturbed about calling me an avant-garde four-letter word, you know. So it was really hot and cold at the same time.
In the mid-70s, you formed a new kind of group, a group you called Prime Time, and the group has two bassists, two drummers, and two guitarists. You frequently play in different keys and in contrasting rhythms. Did you hear that music in your head before you actually formed the group to play it?
All the time.
Thank you. new record is a double album. One album features you playing in the setting of the original quartet, and the other album is you and Prime Time. What was the experience like of playing again with the original quartet?
Well, I really think that it came off very, very well, because I went in the studio and had written about 16 compositions, and we recorded all those compositions within 4 minutes. And Charlie Hayden, which is a real purist type person, thought, well, you must be doing this to get more airplay, to get more popular. But I said, Charlie, you know, you've been playing with me for 25 years, and you really don't have to play a 10-minute solo, a 20-minute solo, to play something that you've been enjoying for 20 years. So why not try to find something that is meaningful to you, because you can do it instantly.
Your son, Donardo Coleman, is one of the drummers in your band. He also manages the band and has produced the new album. I believe you're divorced from his mother. Were you close when Donardo started playing drums? Were you close
with
him?
Well, I tell you, he came... When I first came to New York, he and his mother came with me, and we checked into a hotel, and I was opening, I think, on the 17th of November, 1959, and it was very cold and uncomfortable. And she said, you know, I really don't think this is a good environment to raise Donardo, and I don't want to raise him in this environment, so I'm going to go back to California. So I said, okay, that sounds fine with me, if that's what you want to do. But we kept contact, and when he became about I think it was 3 years later, I called him up and asked him what did he want for his six-year-old birthday, and he told me something about some instrument, toy or something on the TV that he saw. I said, well, Donardo, you know, I don't know if I can find that instrument, but what about a set of drums? He said, I tell you what, Dad, he said, forget the toy and send the drums, special delivery.
That's great. So that's how he started playing drums.
Yeah, and I had gotten him a classical teacher to take the drums to him and give him some lessons.
When did you first play together?
When he was about 8. And then we made a record when he was 9. When he has time to do his own music, which I feel that I have neglected to give him time to do that, that music that is his own music, I think is just as popular as any other music, including my own.
Do you feel really lucky to have a son that you can play music with?
Well, I think luck is a very inadequate word. You know, I think a gift is a better word.
Yeah. Ornette Coleman, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
All right. Thank you.
Jazz saxophonist Ornette Coleman's new album is called Ornette in All Languages. It's a double album featuring his original quartet and his band, Prime Time.